Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Kids are back in school and things are cooling down. Now it's time to give us a call. We can help you with your insurance claims. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FL.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Bring it on.
Oh.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey, right there.
Yeah.
That's the audio.
Opinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 22nd edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. We will have Dawn Meadows Dixon's movie review inside the Playhouse, an abbreviated movie review, because we're a little tight. A lot to talk about today. We still have more, plus a really good joke. So we'll get it all in. Stay with us. Window World, I think you know, is the original $189 window company. Once again, today we're going to make sure that you don't make a mistake and call an imitator, a wannabe, an also-ran, somebody with the same price on the window, but not the same window. We'll take care of that shortly.
Hey!
But first, a round of introductions. This should go quicker now. Short one person. Breeze right through it. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k or other retirement plan, now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Not a chick, he's a guy. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
There he is. Being nice and friendly to everybody. He be Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rat Boy has submitted the lyrics to a song he wrote. He wants the baseball teams next year, starting next year, during the seventh inning to sing it. Called God Bless What?
Cheese.
God Bless Cheese.
God Bless Cheese.
Good
now
luck
that's
with that.
Blasphemous.
Yeah, that is. That's
wow.
Almost sacrilegious. That's not funny or good. I'll tell you who is good, though. These guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. So here's how this works. I'm going to sell some windows, and then we're going to hear about a movie, and then we move on. And boy, do we have some good stuff to talk about. And sort of not a joke by request, but a dedicated joke today to somebody. First, the windows. Now, this is where Mother Nature is getting weird. 80, 82, 85 this week.
Humid.
And then did you see the high Saturday? 50.
Yeah.
So get ready.
Oh, you're looking at, you look at the forecast that far out?
Well, I don't pay any attention to precipitation as much as I do the weather pattern, because the weather pattern they're pretty accurate with. I'm practically a meteorologist. I know what to look at and not to look at, and I'm telling you, this weekend is going to be cold. The high is not going to be that high yet midweek. So the window thing comes into play. Because this is when it's, and it's coming, it's right around the corner, this cold weather. And you know what? If you think about it, you know who doesn't want you to buy probably new windows? Matheny. You got to crank more heat.
Oh,
keep
that's
it going,
right.
Because you're losing it and it's going outside. And they're probably going, oh, you don't need new windows. yeah, you do. And you'll know when you need new windows. And then when you do, it's just a matter of, okay, what windows, what brand, who do we call? I don't know anything about windows. I couldn't tell you about the composition of a sill and a frame, and but I do know this, based on everything I've read and seen, and I went and checked out the whole Good Housekeeping thing, there's one window that's out there that's number one in this part of the country, and there's a reason they're number one in replacement windows, because it's a really good window. Sometimes you don't need to say anything more than that. It's a really good window and worth every dollar. Window World. Their next biggest competitor only sells one-fifth the windows they do. And they do that by cheating, as far as I'm concerned. You know, when you try to trick people into buying your windows by pricing them the same, making your ads look like the other guy's ad, the other guy in this case being Window World, just go for the real deal. Get your money's worth. Window World, $189, whether you buy one or you buy 100. WindowWorld.com is a website, but here's a better one, more local, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Movie time. We'll make it a quick hit from Dawn Meadows Dixon, who is brought to you by another business that's going to benefit from this. It's going to rain a little bit, and it's not going to rain. It's going to rain just enough more to spot your car up. That's Westport Car Wash on Page just east of Lindbergh, on Lime Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood just south of Manchester. A terrific car wash, Westport Car Wash. Here is Dawn Meadows Dixon. Hello, how are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm great.
On a short leash today, and I apologize for that. I didn't see anything of the weekend, so I can't contribute anything. We'll just turn it over to you. What do you have?
Okay, I want to talk about a film that actually doesn't open for another 2 weeks, but what's going to happen in 2 weeks is we are going to get bombarded by film after film, and I'm not going to be able to talk about them all at once. So this is a movie I think you may have heard about if you've watched any of the night shows. Tonight Show, Octavia Spencer was on talking about it. It's called Smashed. And it's the story of a couple whose bond is basically built on drinking. That's their attraction when they met.
Woo-hoo!
They used to get drunk.
This is like the Days of Wine and Roses or something.
Well, a little bit. And it kind of reminded me, because it's such a true portrayal of drinking, Leaving Las Vegas with Nicolas Cage many years ago, where they really depict what happens when someone is just consumed by alcoholism. But it's not preachy. It doesn't come off heavy. The performance by the lead actress, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, had never even heard of her. She is a breakout performance with this role. And it also stars Octavia Spencer as her sponsor. And basically, this couple, their entire relationship was based on, you know, they're smashed and they get along. And when they're not, they have nothing to say to each other.
And there actually are people, I've known people like this.
Absolutely.
They're drunk every night.
Right. And they can't even relate to their friends. They can't, I mean, I know there are functioning alcoholics out there that can actually function. And what you see is this woman's life just unravel. She can't do it anymore. And so you follow her life, you follow the path that these two people have taken. But it's done beautifully. It's a short film. The story, there's not much to the story. The performances are what make the story so beautiful. And I think anybody who has alcoholism in their family or knows somebody, so that covers just about everyone, is going to be able to relate to this film.
Smashed.
Really, it's very well done. It got a lot of attention at the Toronto Film Festival, Sundance Film Festival, and I think we're going to see, I don't know what else is out there, what's coming down the pike, but a nomination for this woman.
So it opens in November.
Well, actually, in 2 weeks, yes.
Anybody we know?
It actually has opened in other markets already, and that's why they're talking about it. We seem to get the films a little bit late.
Yeah, Dan says anybody we know, Octavia Spencer from
The Help.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's Megan Mullally.
Yeah.
I always mispronounce her name, she's from Will and Grace. Love her.
Right.
She plays the principal at the school. This woman is a teacher, and actually the film starts, this is not giving anything away, with her getting sick in front of her students. She's an elementary school teacher, and she tells the kids she's sick. And what you find out is that she's actually still hungover from the night before, and therein lies the whole story.
Right, so
smashed, very well done. Very
smashed
well done.
ARDs, how many?
It actually is a 3 as far as the film, but it goes up to a 3.25 because of this performance. She is outstanding. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
All right. Never heard of her either, but we will soon. 3.25.
I think you will.
Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan,
everybody. All right, Dan. I'm sorry we didn't have more time. We'll make it up. Make it up to you later. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Non-Menage Dixon, everybody.
Yeah.
Smashed. Don Meadows Dixon, always brought to you by Westport Car Wash. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lemay Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. I went to the ball game Friday night, the good night. We won. Weather was
no,
good.
You went Thursday.
I'm sorry, Thursday night. You're right, Thursday night. Friday night turned cold. And went, and I was stunned by this, but I actually was given tickets by Bart Dorsey, who runs the station.
Bart, wait a minute.
Yeah, Bart Dorsey.
I don't think there's a Bart here. Mark.
His name's Mark?
Mark Dorsey, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were
misheard.
I thought they were saying Bart.
No, I think it's a...
So I go there, and because he runs the station, he's got a fancy suite, you know. Mm-hmm. They probably took a limo to the mm-hmm. thing. And his boys were there. Now, I got to tell you something. His two sons were there. Mike and Mark, great guys, fun to be around, and they proceed to tell me that their dad, Bart, has a favorite joke.
Mark.
What is it?
It's Mark.
He has a favorite joke. Yeah, they said, you know our dad's favorite joke, and I said, I've hardly even met your dad. He won't talk to me. Because he's upper management.
Yeah.
I said, so we don't, you know, interact. And so they tell me his favorite joke. So I'm going to tell, as my thank you for the tickets, I'm going to tell Bart's favorite joke today.
Mark.
Okay, that's right. So thank you.
It's not the same joke.
I think
as
it was
brother.
I
had,
think
right?
it was the son, Mark, who told me the joke. Forgive me if I got that wrong. It's not one.
His brother had a favorite joke too. It's not the same.
His brother's favorite joke was you better off.
Right. Yeah. It's not the same
and,
one.
And I'll tell you, this Bart's got like 12.
Mark.
Kids.
That's
he's got like 12.
Mark.
Kids.
Does he?
Oh yeah, he's got a lot of kids. So we'll do that joke today. Let's see. Oh, wait till you hear this. This makes me so sad and so happy at the same time to realize there are people like this in this country. The Today Show this morning, you know how Jay Leno will go out and show people the picture of the vice president, go, who is this? They
right.
don't know.
Yeah, sure.
How stupid they are. Well, by the same token, we have people, and this is sad to think these people are going to vote. And I thought this was brilliant. They sent a reporter this morning out and asked people what they thought about last night's debate between Ann Romney and Michelle Obama.
Romney.
Now, first of all, there was no debate.
No.
I could not believe what I saw. They went up to people and said, who do you think won last night's debate between Ann Romney? People actually, honest to goodness, said, well, there's no doubt Michelle Obama was the winner. And they said, well, what did you like about her? Oh, no, I'm not kidding. They said, what did you like about her performance in the debate? And they said, well, just the way she carried herself, just generic answers. Now, they asked this one woman, who do you think won? Oh, I think Ann Romney won. And they said, well, what was it she said that made you feel like she was the winner? And this person actually said, I only caught bits and pieces. I was kind of in and out of the room, so I didn't see the whole debate.
Yeah, no.
There was
goodness.
No debate! It was unbelievable.
Hey, do they have to, the Today Show, do they have to get those people to sign a release because they're going to be on TV?
Absolutely.
They just ask them, can you sign this
they
release?
They give them $5 or something and have them sign a release. Sure.
Okay. Well, they probably do. Well, yeah, because they
I would
know
never
later
want the
be...
world to know that I was that stupid.
Well, they had no idea. I mean, they thought they were...
Oh, sure.
Answering,
and once they say, hey, can we use your answer on camera?
Yeah.
They don't know till it runs that, oh, my goodness, I look like a doofus. There was no
whole
debate.
Segment of
why wouldn't
people.
You just say, what debate? I wasn't aware there was a debate. Why wouldn't you say that? Because because we live in a country that has a whole lot of really dumb people in it. And there's further proof. Holy cow, that was funny. That was absolutely hysterical. Saw the E-Trade baby again this morning. I love that kid. But here's the deal. And I saw the one this morning where he's at the wedding. He's going, "I'm watching you, watching him, watching you," where he's pointing his
eye. I haven't seen that one.
But here's my point. I've never once even thought about going to that website. I wonder if it really generates any business for E-Trade. Is it E-Trade.com?
Yeah.
I think it's entertaining, but I always wonder, do they really do any business from it? Now, here's the thing I think we can stop doing, and this is going to make me sound like I don't care about our soldiers. That's not true. I don't care about their kids. But can we stop on the local news now running the story about the mom or dad who showed up at the kid's school? You know, the first 50 times, that was heart-wrenching. How many times have you seen that deal? And a certain fifth grader got a big surprise at school today when his mom came back from Afghanistan and surprised him in the cafeteria. We've seen it 1,000 times. It's a great story. I'm glad mom's home or dad's home, but you can knock that story off. Think of something more original. I remember when we had the Cardinals here, and I remember the big deal that a lot of people tried to make out of the signal of this station, which, by the way, was a complete joke. From sunrise to sunset, this is the fattest, strongest signal in St. Louis of any radio station. And I remember the people that went, "Well, you know, KMOX, it goes everywhere." Well, here's the thing. I go to the lake Friday, and I'm listening to the ball game in the car. But when I got about Jeff City, I couldn't pick it up anymore.
Really?
So I tuned in a Mid-Missouri FM station. That's why there is a Cardinal network. If that other station's signal were that fat, you wouldn't need supplementary stations. They still have the Cardinal network, and that's the reason why. So that whole misconception, that still kind of bugs me a little bit. I voted early. I voted Friday.
Really?
And I did that last year because we're not sure if we'll be here the day, you know, on voting day, that Tuesday. So, and it's easy to do, by the way. I did it last year, too. You can't believe how easy this is. It's down on Big Bend. You go Big Bend to Sunnen Drive, and there it is, the government voting whatever thing.
They were talking about that on the news today. They said Illinois, you can just go in.
They just started today.
You don't have to have a reason to go vote. You
even better.
What's
the point of having election day?
Right.
Yeah. You can go vote early in Illinois, but in Missouri, you have to have the absentee ballot.
Over 4 million have already voted. Mm. But here's where I'm headed. We go Friday. And we get out of the car, and as we're walking in, this loudmouth guy is getting in his car. He's already voted. He starts telling us how to vote.
Ah.
Let me tell you something. Right. Keep your mouth shut at the polling place, because there's no you actually think by preaching to people that you're going to change their minds right here in the parking lot.
Think they're powerful.
And I wouldn't engage this guy, but my wife had to kind of get into it with him. And I said, "What's the matter with you? What are you doing? Could be a nut."
Boy, that's usually the flip-flop of you two. She's usually the one telling you to stop. Oh, stop it.
Oh, yeah. And then she turns around and she's, she's the guilty part.
That always cracked me up, though, when you're going in to vote. You already have your mind made up, but then these people are handing out pamphlets.
One of the great things about early voting, though, is you don't have all the pamphlet people. Yeah. There's none of that. I'm telling you, we were in and out 10 minutes. The thing was done. It was great. My son's birthday was last month, and so for his birthday, it was actually my wife's idea, and it was a good idea. He lives at the Lake of the Ozarks. There's no Sage Beach. Yet, even though we the boys and I have been going there for 31 years, we've never hired a fishing guide at the lake. We just kind of fish on our own. So she thought this would be a great gift, and I agreed. So today was the day that he went out with a fishing guide. Now, every guy listening who has ever been on vacation anywhere where they have fishing guides, I don't care if it's Mexico, the Caribbean, the Bahamas, or here in the States, these fishing guides are unbelievable. When I talked to this guy to set this up, I said, "All right, My son's birthday was the 29th of September, but I said he's going to want to do this probably in October. What do you think about it? He said, oh, he said October, mid to late October, the absolute best
time. Oh, he knows all the honey holes were, oh, I'm sure.
Plus, he said that's the best time of year. I talked to my son today after they finished. My son did not catch one fish.
Really?
Oh. His buddy that he took with him caught two fish. And I said, wait a minute. I said, this guy, when I got this guy on the phone and he came highly recommended, I said, he said this. I said, what did he tell you about why you didn't catch any fish? He said, oh, Dad, he told us it's the worst time you can fish, late October. That's the worst time!
Oh, well, he was telling you that on the phone before you were hiring him.
Actually fishing and not catching fish. Then he tells the customer, in this case my son, you know, this really is the worst time to be fishing. Fishing guides.
He already had your money.
Unbelievable. One other thing, there's something going around the internet, and you folks maybe have had somebody send it to you. It's a 911 call or something where this woman calls about deer crossings. Have you heard this thing?
Oh, I saw it today, but I didn't listen to it.
It's phony.
Oh, you can tell it's fake.
Oh, if I ever heard anything in my life that was phony, this is phony. Don't fall for that stuff.
Oh, it's like that audio I think we played at one time. It's this guy supposed to be in his car behind these... a car of four old women, and one of them starts getting out and beating. Do you remember that?
That's a phony thing, too.
It sounded so fake, and this guy's
set up. Now, I'm going to get to the joke, but I mentioned this story, and I have to do it. And folks, this is unbelievable, and it's a true story. They have performed a fecal transplant. They put a mom's poop into her son. It's a poop transplant. And you say, well, why would you put somebody's poop in somebody's...
What the hell was that?
Well, that's a good question. Check this out. And it gets really complicated. There's a bunch of medical wording in here. But the kid has a life-threatening colon infection. And to cure it, apparently the kid's poop doesn't produce the bacteria needed to
fight. The good bacteria.
Right. So mom's poop has it, so they put mom's poop in the colon of this. But here's the worst part.
It has good bacteria.
Sure.
Here's the worst part. There are two ways to transplant mom's poop into the kid. It says performing the procedure on a toddler was very different. The stool, I hate that word. The stool is typically, you're not going to believe this, is typically transferred through a tube that runs from the nose to the stomach.
The nose!
Oh, man.
So they normally, an older patient would run the poop into your nose down to your stomach and then let it work its way down.
That's not good.
In this case, I think they did it like a colonoscopy. They put the poop in where the poop... Unbelievable.
I wonder
poop
if there's
transplant.
A rejection period.
Like deodorant.
Well, I would imagine you eventually you have to reject it. It's poop.
It's like a deodorant joke. Push up bottom.
You know what? That's a great joke.
That is a great joke.
Now, I hope people forget what you just said, because I need to use that joke in the next day or two. Ladies, get in here, please!
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, I'll dedicate this to Bart Dorsey, because he runs...
Mark.
Why do I have trouble with that?
I don't know.
Maybe if I talk to him more, but he doesn't like to talk to me. This is his favorite joke. It is a good one, and I'm glad that they reminded me, his son reminded me of it, because I hadn't done it for a while. It's been at least a year. Guy goes into a bar, and it's not a bar he's familiar with. It's not his, you know, his neighborhood. And he orders an American Patriot. See, I worked that in.
It's good beer.
A good, cold American Patriot beer. And the bartender pours it into a frosty cold mug, and he's sitting there, and it's just, there's nobody else in the place, just this guy and the bartender. And he says, you got anything to munch on or something that I could, and he says, sure. And he sets out a bowl of peanuts. And the guy, you know, starts drinking the beer, and he's enjoying the peanuts, and the bartender, once he knows the customer's taken care of, turns and walks way down to the other end of the bar. And he's wiping some glasses down. And the customer hears, that's a fine-looking suit you're wearing. And the guy wheels around on the bar stool. There's nobody there. I mean, it's just plain as day. He hears Mighty Fine Suit, and he goes, "Well, thank you," but he doesn't know who he's thanking. Yeah, takes another drink, has some more peanuts, and the voice says, "Look like some pretty expensive shoes. Those are beautiful." And he wheels around the bar stool. There's nobody there. There's nobody back. The bartender has now actually gone back into the room behind the bar to get some glasses. He's not even at the bar. There's nobody there. And he just thinks, well, I'm going crazy. He takes another drink, and then he hears, I hope I'm not out of line by saying that, but boy, that's some good-smelling aftershave or cologne. That really does have a nice, good, manly smell. That's good smelling stuff. He goes, well, thank you. He wheels around. There's nobody there. That. And then the bartender comes back out behind the bar, comes down. He says, excuse me. He says, did you say something to me since I've had the beer? And the bartender says, no, I haven't said a word to you. I've been busy. He said, well, there's something really weird going on here. He said, I'm telling you, plain as day, I heard a voice. And the bartender says, what do you mean a voice? What did it say? It said, nice suit. It said, really good-looking shoes you got on there. And, ooh, that's some good-smelling cologne. And I wheel around. There's nobody here. I'm not going crazy. The bartender said, no. It's the peanuts. They're complimentary.
All right, here's Frank Ladd to fill you in on all the problem spots in traffic. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. Got an upgrade here. Things are better for folks on eastbound Highway 70. That incident at Memorial Drive, they're working on it. They're working on it quickly. The left lane now open eastbound Highway 70 at Memorial Drive. You still have a long backup back to about Grand eastbound. I don't have it on Highway 70. And the exit to Memorial Drive is closed, but we do have one lane open now, and that had been closed since about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Working with a new crash eastbound 44 just past Grand, blocking the two right lanes. Got a short backup there. Northbound on 270, a bit of a backup at Highway 370 due to a stall there. 270 eastbound, you're on the brakes now between McDonald and Lindbergh. 270 southbound, stop and go now between Olive and Doherty Ferry. 64 westbound, stop and go now from Kings Highway to McCausland. Then again, a heavy pocket, 270 to Mason. Southbound on the Interbelt this afternoon. You're on the brakes at Old Bonham between there and Brentwood. This update is brought to you by the United Way, helping people. That's what the United Way does. From feeding families to helping children reach their potential, United Way of Greater St. Louis helps more than 1 million people locally. Join us at helpingpeople.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Tuesday morning when we dissect the last of the presidential debates on foreign policy, and we'll dissect that Cardinals-Giants Game 7, plus traffic, weather, and news you need to get to work. Join us Tuesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
If granite is on your mind, then you're going to like what you're about to hear.
Right now, until the final day of October, Granite Busters is proud to present the lowest prices on their most in-demand product.
It's the Top 10 Sale.
Choose any of the top 10 selling granite colors and save up to $10 per square foot.
Hurry and get your granite picked out. Schedule measurements and installation, and your new granite countertops could be in before the guests arrive for the holidays.
Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, shower, bar, and even fireplace with the hottest selling colors.
Call Granite Busters now for details.
636-282-3900.
Or stop in the Design Center in 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Pick out the perfect slab and get your installation scheduled right away.
It's the Top 10 Sale.
Going on now, but ending on October 31st.
Hurry. When it's over, it's over.
Don't settle for pretenders.
Go with the number one name in granite.
Granite Busters.
636-282-3900.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-509-7187 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-509-7187 to take your call now. Call 800-509-7187. That's 800-509-7187. Again, 800-509-7187.
Selfies, it's what's inside that counts.
Hey, moms, have your kids been singing this?
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Of course they have, because stuffies is the hottest kids craze in the nation.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Stuffies are the irresistible collection of plush, huggable animals you've seen on TV. Each one has 7 top secret pockets for kids to hide their treasures in. And each stuffy teaches kids positive values. After all, it's what's inside that counts.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside, plus free shipping. Just go to stuffies.com right now.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Just go to stuffies.com. That's stuffies.com.
That's stuffies.com.
Good news, everyone. Lumber Liquidators wants to send you a free catalog of hardwood flooring options. Call 800-580-9520. See how you can buy the highest quality flooring for the lowest possible prices. Here's what some of our customers have to say.
I've installed a lot of hardwood floors, but this is the best bang for the buck.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
I love Lumber Liquidators. I got quality products for less, and the online ordering was easy.
At Lumber Liquidators, we buy direct from the mills, and we pass the savings on to you. Call right now and get the floor guide and catalog absolutely free. It has hundreds of top quality flooring such as solid hardwoods, laminates, bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a transferable 100-year warranty. Our catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to help you find the right floor for you. Call 800-580-9520 and get your free catalog. 800-580-9520. That's 800-580-9520.
Politician Dan Beiser is lying about Kathy Smith's record because he doesn't want you to know the truth about his. Dan Beiser voted 4 times to give himself a pay raise, and he joined with Pat Quinn and the Chicago Democrat machine to raise income taxes by 67%. Dan Beiser is raising our taxes and driving jobs out of Illinois. And now, Dan Beiser is launching false negative attacks against Kathy Smith. Politician Dan Beiser raised his own pay, raised your taxes, and now he wants you to reward him with another term? Kathy Smith is the better choice. She fought to cut politicians' pay, and she opposed the Beiser-Quinn income tax increase. A small business owner, Kathy Smith knows how to create jobs, cut spending, and restore opportunity to our region. Kathy Smith for state representative, because we deserve better than Beiser.
Paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. 3 generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Let YP develop a plan to help grow your business with mobile, online, print, and direct marketing options. Call 1-800-438-7325 to reach more consumers in more ways with YP.
Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by West County Nissan, PM Barbecue, and Heartland Bank on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, Mike Evans and I were doing a little texting back and forth last night. He started it, so, you know, kept it going for a while, both in complete disbelief as to what we were looking at. He's in Southern California, and of course, we're here, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Go to ThompsonPrice.com. That would be a good place to start, and that'll tell you where the showroom is, and I hope you get a chance to drop by. You want to do it right? And I mean really right, where for years and years and years, you're going to look at it and go, ah, what a great decision we made. Then go to ThompsonPrice.com, and here is the also disappointed after last night, Mike Evans. All right, now, do you remember when I sent you the text and said it actually looks like they threw the game on purpose? So we had a caller, a lady call, and honest to goodness, that's what she said. She said, well, if I didn't know better, I'd think that it was fixed.
I liked it when you said Woody Harrelson was on first.
Yeah, what's his name?
Pence.
He looks like Woody Harrelson to me.
Yeah, he does.
I got to tell you, and I just checked the weather in San Francisco. They're calling for 3 days of constant rain.
Yeah. Oh,
I heard tonight, though, it's only going to be like 30% once it gets to like 7.
Really?
Percent chance, yes.
I say play it out.
Pop quiz question. Tom Hanks is currently shooting a movie playing a famous person. Who is Tom Hanks playing? Thomas Edison. Clark Gable. Walt Disney. Answer in a minute. For the record, Michael Lohan and 18 other people were at that intervention for Lindsay Lohan Friday night, including Lindsay's family members, Lindsay's lawyers, Lindsay's publicists, Lindsay's attorneys, and friends of Lindsay. Only two people didn't want the intervention, Lindsay Lohan and her mom, Dina. They called the police, and the police wouldn't let the father of the intervention people in. I tell you what, that tells the whole story right there, doesn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Everybody but Lindsay and her mom.
Has Lindsay done a Playboy shoot yet?
I don't think so.
No, she's done like a nude in like an Italian magazine, I think.
Three, is it
true?
Is it true? Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher haven't divorced yet because of money. Demi wants half of all the money brought into that house while they were married. But 90% of the money that came in was made by Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fighting a tooth and nail. Is it true? Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are already engaged. They just haven't told anybody. You know, call me old-fashioned, but maybe before they make a formal announcement, Kim ought to get a divorce.
Probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Is it true? Bill Clinton is going to do a cameo in Hangover 3, the movie.
He's perfect.
Yeah, I think so, too. Oddest story of the month. Steven Tyler singing in the shower, very loud, at the W Hotel. And the guest in the next room, also in the shower, hears it start singing louder. So they're singing together loud, and they're only separated by one wall.
It must not be a very expensive hotel if the walls are that thin.
Tyler hears him. They're screaming at the top of the lungs singing. He gets out of the shower, goes to the room next door to find out who this guy is. It's Julian Lennon, John Lennon's son. Steven Tyler invites him to sing on his new album, and Julian has agreed. This is a true story.
I thought you were going to say invited him into the shower with it.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to get
sexual. What's the W Hotel? What is that?
It's a chain of hotels, very high end.
I've never heard
one thing about W Hotels is the showers have no doors.
Okay. I've seen showers.
Yeah.
You walk, you actually like a big closet you kind of walk in. TV news, the presidential debate tonight could break all records for most watched debate ever. The record now is held by the 1992 presidential debate with George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot. That debate was watched by 97 million people.
But I wonder, did that debate have a Game 7 going on at the same time?
Well, I mean, I was going to mention this tomorrow. Game 6 yesterday pulled a 5.9, came in 7th place last night.
Wow.
NFL football came in first at a 15.9. And, of course, there's Monday Night Football tonight going up against it as well.
As Rodney Dangerfield said, the Cardinals, look at no respect. Look at no respect.
Yeah, how about TV daytime ratings? Number one, Dr. Phil. Number two, Dr. Oz. Number three, Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan. Number four, Ellen DeGeneres. Judge Judy slips to number five.
I don't get the Oz.
This is something else I was going to talk about tomorrow, but speaking of the debate, I am really curious what Donald Trump is going to say Wednesday morning. Donald Trump says that he has information that will completely change this election, and that Obama is not going to like it.
Oh, my goodness.
Donald Trump is a master showman.
I think it's going to be interesting to see what it's
and
all
what
about.
What better way to get the attention of everybody than to say something like that?
He's got to have something, otherwise you're going to look like a fool.
Well, he may or he may not, but
you know,
he'll sure have a big audience.
He released his birth certificate. I there were so many problems with that birth certificate, maybe that's what he's going to talk about. For an example, that when Obama released a birth certificate, it said that he was born at the Kapi-Lani Women's and Children's Hospital, and it didn't have that name until 6 years after Obama was born.
Oh, I saw that whole list of things about that certificate. And you know what? Maybe
his father was born in a country that wasn't even the name of that country in the year that he was born.
I know. There are a lot of questions about it, but I'm not going to get into that.
I'm not going to get into
Don't
it.
Don't make the audience no. mad. Half the audience.
Absolutely.
And
finally.
No.
Yeah. Stop it!
I know. It's heartbreaking.
I mean, don't stop it.
It's heartbreaking. Tom Hanks currently shooting a movie playing a famous person. Is it Thomas Edison, Clark Gable, or Walt Disney?
Let's turn to a man who looks a lot like Clark Gable, Dan Strauss. Dan?
Thank you, Frank. It's going to be...
What the hell?
Well, he certainly doesn't sound like it.
No, I don't know what happened.
In a world.
I think Walt Disney.
Edison.
I'm going to Edison.
Andrew's Walt Disney. The movie is called Saving Mr. Banks. It's the behind-the-scenes story of what almost turned into a war with Disney and the author of Mary Poppins when they tried to get the movie made. There you go and there you be. If they play the game, go Cardinals. Mike Evans, sick!
None of us got it.
Right? I did.
Dan?
I thought you said Clark Gable.
No, I was doing
he was
my
doing.
Clark Gable, but I said Walt Disney.
Oh, that's what threw me. The Clark Gable was so good that I thought that was a guess. All right. No reward for you. If you were female, you'd go to the rewards room, but you're not going anywhere. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Not only a good guy, but a good company with a bunch of other good people. ThompsonPrice.com is the website to check. All right, I'm not a big go walk through a store type person. Like, I don't like, there are some department stores that just kind of, I don't know, they give me the creeps or something. I'm that guy sitting on the bench waiting for my husband or my daughter to get finished so we can get out of there.
Your husband?
Well, I'm that guy. Did I say my husband?
Yes.
Freudian slip.
You're that guy that said my husband.
I meant to say I'm that husband waiting for my
husband.
I'm that guy waiting for that husband.
Go check my sexuality.
Whoa. Waiting for my husband and my daughter to get finished.
But then there are stores in my life that I've been in, and I don't even want to leave, and I can't wait to go back. Amini's is one of those stores. Now, it's sort of like the big boy toy thing. There are, I know there are people that, you know, if you're handy, they can't pry you out of a hardware store. And I go in hardware stores and I look at stuff and I go, man, I wish I knew how to use all that stuff. It looks like some pretty slick stuff, but I don't know how to use those tools. I go into Amini's. I got news for you. I know how to use a massage chair. I've mastered most of the stuff in Amini's. I can play pinball. I can play a jukebox machine. You don't have to be an expert at anything to appreciate what's in Amini's. I don't know a whole lot about lighting, but I'll tell you this. That Jaffe lighting collection upstairs at Amini's, you'd be hard-pressed to go anywhere and find a better selection of what is currently the hottest lighting on the market. And then accent pieces. I don't really even know what that is, except I think an end table is an accent piece, and you know, whatever women like to put around to make other things look better. Ooh, this brings out the color in that. You ever hear him say that? This brings out the green in the. Okay, they have lots of accent pieces and you know, that kind of stuff. Theater seating, leather, billowy, comfortable leather. This is all in one store, from lighting to furniture, to pinball machines, to foosball, ping pong table, pool table, dartboard. You want a dartboard at your house, but you don't want to take the chance of having somebody get punctured and have an eye put out with real darts. These electronic dartboards, if somebody ever got hit by a dart, there's no way it would hurt them, but boy, they are so much fun. And the electronics and the sophistication of the electronics, starting at $100. And that's the other thing I want to make sure you know, that there's lots of really affordable stuff in Amini's. It's a great store. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley, home of the Copper Dome, AminisAminis.com.
Let's check traffic now with Frank Ladd. Frank.
Thanks, Dan. They've cleared essentially that accident over to the right lane now, 70 eastbound at Memorial Drive. So the right lane and the exit ramp are just the only lanes blocked now. So you're getting through in that left lane eastbound on Highway 70 at Memorial. You're backed up to about St. Louis Avenue, though. 44 eastbound, still working with that accident just past Grand. The two right lanes are blocked there. Southbound on 270, still a heavy stretch between Ledoux and Doherty Ferry in pockets. 255 eastbound down in South County. Can't really tell, but the exit lanes are really backed up to Telegraph Road onto the highway, so there may be an incident on Telegraph that's causing those delays on to, from eastbound 255 onto Telegraph. Other than that, it's a decent run out of the city, just in that normal slow stretch between the Science Center and McCausland. Then again, 270 to Mason. Highway 70 westbound out in St. Charles County, it's a pretty good run. Still heavy southbound on 170 from about Del Mar down through Brentwood. This update is brought to you by the makers of Emergen-C. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C for immune support plus energizing B vitamins, Emergen-C is the tasty way to be ready for whatever winter brings. Stay healthy and feel the good. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As an 1872 Mizzou grad.
Mark, it's 1972.
Oh yeah. We're proud to sponsor Mizzou football.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
Well, there's a great old joke, and the punchline is, tonight's the night. That's the punchline. Uh-huh. It's not a joke. Tonight is the night. And as a sort of blasé sports fan, I will be there. I will be watching Cards. We hope what we think you were doing is what you were doing. Sitting back, waiting to be the cardiac cardinal. So go Cards. Thank